from the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Last month, Yellowstone National Park and the surrounding areas were hit by historic flooding. I'm sure you all saw all of those videos of homes falling into rivers because of so much flooding that was going on. But here's the thing. Much of our region is in a severe drought. So how can those extremes occur side by side? Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
On June 12th, river levels rose so fast and so high in Yellowstone that much of the park flooded. Creeks and rivers expanded onto the shore, destroying roads and bridges along the way. Even a log cabin for employees fell into the river.
It's the water rushing down and pulling all the dirt away.
That is insane.
The extent of the damage was unimaginable. It made breaking news nationwide.
Yellowstone National Park remains closed this weekend after catastrophic floods overwhelmed roads.
But at the same time, much of the West is burning. Last year, more than 7 million acres of land burnt. So naturally, much of the news has been focused on the 22-year-long drought in the West.
Drought is intensifying across the West. Almost half the country's population is facing dry conditions, but it's...
So how does that work? How can there be historic flooding when there's also a historic lack of water?
It's just always important to remember that weather and climate are two different things.
That's Erin Horton. She's a water supply specialist for the Natural Resources Conservation Services.
Weather's like what's happening on, you know, a more daily basis, and climate is what the overall trend is.
So the drought in the West is considered a climate trend. It's long-term. But the flooding in Yellowstone was a weather event, which is short-term. And specifically, Horton says the flooding occurred because of something called an atmospheric river.
Which means there's like this narrow band of really intense moisture that concentrated over that area.
She says it started in the tropics and moved through the Seattle area before hitting Yellowstone. Atmospheric rivers usually happen on the West Coast and are quite rare inland. And when they do come to places like Wyoming, it's usually winter, causing heavy, wet snowfall. But if they come in the spring, it causes rain. Here's Jackson-based meteorologist Alan Smith.
So the fact that the moisture was subtropical in nature meant that the temperatures that came with it were pretty mild, and that led to rain across even the highest elevations.
That warm rain was falling onto an above-average snowpack. Even though our region had a relatively dry and mild winter, a cold, wet spring made up for it. Smith says some areas had double the snowpack averages by early June. Warm temperatures and high amounts of rain falling onto lots of snowpack created the perfect storm.
You just had a ton of water flowing down these rivers into these canyons, which led to the flooding and the runoff.
In a more typical year where the snow falls mostly in the winter and temperatures rise gradually and there's no extreme rain events, our region wouldn't see flooding like it did in Yellowstone. Horton says even in a big snow year, it melts gradually and rivers peak around midsummer. And Alan Smith says that even in a drought, there can still be an increase in precipitation at certain times of the year.
Suddenly you have a huge storm system that dumps a lot of rain. It doesn't matter how dry or wet the preceding conditions were to that event. If you have that amount of moisture coming out of the sky all at once, you can have flooding even while you're in a drought.
Smith says he wouldn't be surprised if more flooding events happen in the future, because with drought comes warmer temperatures.
That could lead to more rapid snowmelt. And if you throw some heavy rain, like what we saw recently, on top of a melting snowpack in the spring, we could certainly have more flooding events as well.
Smith says that the flooding actually helped move most of Yellowstone out of drought status. Previously, it had been in abnormally dry to a moderate drought status. However, much of Wyoming is still in moderate to extreme drought. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
And up next, we hear one woman's story about her harrowing trip from Peru to Idaho. That's next on Idaho Matters.